Hey, everybody. Welcome to Site Lap. I'm your host, David Pingree, joined by Bruce Murata, our partner here at Whiskey Throttle Media, and also seven-time Baja 1000 winner Mark Samuels, who also runs SLR Honda, a really successful off-road program and motocross program. Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I'm stoked.
You've been kicking some butt, dude. Your team just keeps growing and growing. I love, you know, you got a futures kid out there and Parker Ross and who's your other young guy? You've got a great group that you're building over there, man. It's been awesome to watch.
Yeah, it's grown pretty big. I actually have five amateurs that I help. So Parker's kind of, so I have three kids that are on there. Parker Ross is the healthy A rider that I have right now, and then two other ones are hurt right now. So that's Jackson Pascal and Nico Israel. So they aren't riding right now. Then I also have Alvin Hillian and Jace Allred, which is on the team, but they're more on a support program for their kind of younger kids coming up. So giving them some support and see where it goes for maybe next year to fill in like Parker spot or whatever it is for the future is kind of what we're doing.
Hey, Mark, who's on the off-road team too? I want to hear who's on the off-road team.
Off-road team. So for the NGBC West Coast stuff, it's Cole Martinez, Tyler Lynn, and then Michaela Nielsen. And I also help Collier Martinez out a little bit as well for the off-road stuff.
Awesome.
And then we're I haven't really announced it yet, but we're going to go play in Baja again. So I'm going to have a full program going on down there again with Justin Morgan and myself. I'm probably going to back away from racing a little bit, but I'm kind of working on all that. I'll kind of announce all that stuff in about a week.
Well, hey, I think Ping's always wanted to race a 1000, right, Ping?
Oh, no, dude, not even close.
You're like a jockey size. You could be like put you on the road, go real fast.
Dude, I'd be flapping off the back of one of those bikes like a pirate flag, you know, like the old stolen crossbones on a pirate ship. I'm out. Man, we appreciate you joining us. We're going to look ahead this weekend to the Birmingham, Alabama race in Protective Stadium. I believe it's the first time they've ever been there, right?
Yes,
so that's correct. We don't know a lot of, you know, what to expect out of, say, the dirt, other than to know it's the South. It's probably going to be some clay. I mean, some sticky, tacky, some clay.
Yeah.
That's what I would guess. So it'll be interesting to see. We're going to have to all learn that together. Weather 71 degrees, 50% chance of rain. It's an indoor stadium, so it's not going to affect the track, but might be a little wet if you're headed out that way to the race. Maybe just take an umbrella or a jacket or something. So let's start with thanking our sponsors, because this show doesn't happen without them. Rock and Turf. Check them out on Instagram at Rock and Turf. They make great, these really great turf mats for home, your office, your trailer, your whatever. Also Hardscape, if you're out here in Southern California, they do it all, man. Great stuff. Maxxis Tires, making really cool light truck tires. If you guys have a side-by-sides or a pickup trucks, check out everything that they're offering on the truck, on the tire side. Great stuff. And also Speed Straps, those guys making some great tie downs. We're stoked to be lined up next to them. We love it. So, all right, let's take a look at our Speed Straps 250 preview. And after last weekend, man, I kind of feel like I whiffed. And I had made a comment like something to the effect that with Faulkner out now, I don't think anyone's got the speed to run with Hayden Deegan. I thought he was going to kind of run the table. And now at Daytona, he had a pretty big crash in practice. I know he was a little banged up from that, but man, best he could muster was a fourth. And I really saw some amazing stuff out of Yao, out of McAdoo, out of Hammaker. And I'm kind of like, huh, well, maybe I got that wrong. You know, maybe I overestimated either Hayden or maybe underestimated those other guys. Tell me what you guys are thinking in this 250 class, because, you know, if we're looking at points right now, it's Anstey, McAdoo, Brown, Vial, Deegan, Shock, Bennick, all within 8 points of each other.
Yeah. That's a close one.
You know, I was even really surprised with Shock. He, in qualifying everything, he looked really good.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, I mean, he's kicking ass on that bike, and this year he's been a big surprise for me as well. But yeah, those pro circuit bikes are looking pretty good. I would say I would have been on the same page as you last week with Deegan.
Do you think it was just the crash, Mark, that kind of like he was sore and maybe just feeling a little off, or are we wrong?
Yeah.
These guys have what it takes to run with him.
I watched the crash. I was there. And I watched it, and he struggled getting up. It took him a bit. It was a hit for sure. So I'm sure that played a part of it. And it wasn't like he was far off, but he didn't have anything for those three guys. Like, he got into fourth and he was like, okay, let's see if he'd go through here. And he didn't. So, I mean, I'm sure that he hit the ground hard. So,
yeah, he was really lucky to not be out, you know, for the night or for a while.
Yeah. And then Vial, holy cow, like, he was on it. And he's got some momentum going too now.
So yeah, that's my question is are we going to see this guy now who got his first podium 2 weeks ago, just gets his first win? And we kind of alluded to, hey, Vial might be a guy to watch at Daytona. That could be right up his alley, which turned out to be true. Yeah. But he's been good in Supercross. Like, he's been solid, you know? And so does this turn into now a different Tom Vial?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel paying a mark that, you know, this track definitely favored for Vial, you know, it being more of a kind of motocross, super rough, rutted track, which Vial is really, you know, obviously it's proven for the MXGP stuff for him. So I feel like, you know, with how he got, he started up front, it definitely favored for him in that. But man, I don't know, man, it's just so unpredictable. Just like the 450 classes right now with these guys. So,
yeah. I think it's going to change him. I think he's going to consistently be up there the rest of the year.
Vial?
Top three, maybe not. Yeah, Vial. Maybe not win everyone, but he's going to consistently be there and keep growing each round with Supercross. Like, he's surprised me. He's killing it.
Yeah. Even last year, he was totally. Never like a threat to win, but he would run up at the front. He would get good starts. He looked smooth. He wasn't like struggling to figure Supercross out, right? He looked like he knew what he was doing. He just needed a little more time. And I think we might be there. And if we're talking about, and again, we're speculating here on dirt, but Alabama is clay. And if it is a sticky, you know, clay track, that's what he's used to in France. That's Bercy or that's any true. Of those places, right?
Right.
Maybe that's comfortable to him. I don't know. I'm guessing there because we don't know the race surface. We're just speculating. But I think it'll be interesting to see what a win does for his confidence and his riding. And the other three guys who I think really need to step up, because I believe you kind of confirmed what I thought, Mark, is that crash took a lot out of Hayden. He was just trying to get through the weekend, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But if you're Vial, if you're McAdoo, if you're Hamaker, if you're Pierce Brown, you've got to come out this weekend. And maybe he's a little bit sore still. Maybe he's not. Deegan's not 100%. You got to strike. Those guys all need a win and start, you know, tacking some points on. Because if Hayden gets healthy and goes on a run late season, you're going to have to rely on whatever points you're stacking right now.
Yep. Yeah. Big time. And then there's also Max, like, obviously, he's points leader going in there, and he's had a couple, like, he had a great qualifier, and then I don't know what happened to him on the start. I think he might have gone down or got just – he was way back.
He just got a bad start, Mark. Bad start. He's buried. Yep.
And I'm sure he's going to be pissed off too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to have the red plate and then to, you know, kill it in his qualifier and then have that happen, I mean. So I'm sure he'll have a little fire under him as well going into the next rounds.
And Ping, that's what's crazy is, like, you know, for, you know, Anstein getting eighth, I mean, he's still leading the points.
No, it's so wild. If you look at his results, to think he's still the points leader.
Yeah.
I guess I need to not leave him out of the conversation. He's been riding awesome. Even though he's had a couple of subpar main event finishes, man, in his heats, he's fast. He's got it, right? He just needs to put it together.
And fast. Yeah.
Yep.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it'll be fun to watch. Let's pick a winner here. If you had to pick a guy going into this weekend, who's it going to be?
Go for it, Bruce.
You know what?
Pink slips. Winner, you got to give up your car.
I'm going to kind of be a little
I'm going a little kind of off on this one, but I'm going to go with Pierce Brown.
Okay.
I'm going to go
with Pierce. Pierce has been riding good. His results don't show what he's capable of.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Pierce.
Really good. Just mentally he makes some weird like race decisions or like things weird happen, but
yeah.
He's fast. He could do it. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I just feel like he's tied for second right now. I don't know. There's just something that's telling me that he's going to kind of step it up this weekend to make it happen. So I'm going with Pierce.
All right, Mark, cool. Who you got?
Ooh, I'm between Deegan and Vial. I just feel like those are the two that are coming. I want to go with Vial.
Okay. All right. Going for the French route. I like it. I'm gonna take Seth Hamaker. He was on our riders meeting last weekend, and I like where his head's at. I think he's headed in the right direction. So we'll see what happens. All right, let's jump into the 450 classes. Our Rock and Turf 450 main or preview, and I want to see who do you think's in this championship fight still in the 450 class. Mark, give us your thoughts.
I still think there's a handful. I think Jet, obviously. I think Tomac.
Chase, Webb.
Webb, yeah. Chase, like, I don't know where Kenny's at overall, but he's been up there. But I think it's going to come down to Tomac and Jet, I think.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Ping,
I'm going to agree with Mark on that. I think it's going to come down to those two, Tomac and Jet. I think Tomac was definitely being very conservative this last weekend with, and obviously not jumping like that quad section, but I feel like once we get back to a normal supercross track, I don't know, man. There's just something that's telling me that Tomac is, he's going to be right there. He is. So, and I feel, that, I don't know. I feel like Jet, obviously I feel like Jet's definitely the fastest on the track, but like what Reed said, I mean, he loses the races himself. And I feel like Tomac's going to be able to capitalize on stuff like that. So I'm going for Tomac for 450. I really am.
I still think there's four guys in it. The four we mentioned, Jet, Eli, Chase, and Cooper Webb. I think those are going to be our four. And I think to count any one of those guys out is short-sighted because, Chase is dealing with a little bit of an injury. If that goes away and he starts vibing, I mean, dude, I don't think we've seen what he's capable of on that new bike yet.
I don't know. I've seen that Honda front end tuck on that KTM, though.
Well, I'm gonna give him a pass on that since it was like muddy sand, but I think that here's what I see how it playing out is it really is in Jet's hands. I feel like this is his championship to lose. He's the fastest, best guy. The one thing he lacks is experience, and Daytona was a really good example of he was just sending it. That quad was ridiculous. Like, I just don't know if people know how gnarly it was, because I hate that the TV cameras, they show you the angles of riders coming at you. They need more from the back so you can see what these riders are trying to negotiate.
How far it is. Yeah.
How far it is. And the ruts. Like,
Oh my Seth God.
Seth was standing there watching. I don't know where you watch from, Mark, but he said every time he'd push into the face of that thing, because you had to, push into it. And he said his bike was just dragging dirt off the face every time. And like, if you've ever hit a jump that has a rut and you drag your pegs, it is sketchy.
Yeah.
Scary. So after the race, I went, they rushed the field and all that. And I went down there and walked it. It does not do any justice at all until you're down there and you walk it. I was like, I went through the sand section and then in that straight, I was just like, oh my gosh, how
crazy
are they even doing this? Like,
it's crazy.
It was insane. It doesn't no justice.
I'm a big believer they should let fans come down and walk the track after every 450 main event.
Totally.
When the night's over, come down and get a new appreciation for what these guys are doing, because it's you can't tell from the stands. You just can't.
It would probably change the dynamic of people, how they felt about it.
Yeah, I agree.
Like you watch them and it looks so easy, like, and then you go walk it, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah, I bet the internet would calm down, would quiet down a good bit.
It probably would.
All these armchair quarterbacks. Hey. Why wasn't Tomac quadding that? What a pussy. Well,
it is. Hey, it is easy. You just twist the throttle.
I know. It's not even tiring. All you do is stand there and just twist that thing.
You have a motor. You have a motor.
Bike does all the work. So you're not even pedaling.
And they have factory stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's easy with that stuff.
Yeah.
Eli Tomac, so let me finish. That was Jet, right? I feel like his inexperience is the only thing he's got. And if he can avoid a massive crash, I think he wins this title. He can afford a tip over because he can still get up and go back to fourth or fifth. But if he has a big one and like rings his bell, DNFs, whatever.
Right.
Well, then that's it. Because I don't think you're going to see that out of Chase, Sexton, or Webb. They're too experienced. Just like that quad, they decided, risk, reward. Nope, I'm not doing it.
Two jumps after that is where, what's the name? Sir Ferrandis, Dean. Who else? Like, it took four people out in that rhythm, two jumps. So where he was quadding and then going three on and then off, that next right there is where literally lap after lap, it took four big dudes out.
Plessinger beat him. Plessinger, right?
Yeah, Plessinger's there too.
And they didn't even show most of those guys, Mark.
No, and they were sprawled out like at halfway mark. It was like every lap, another big guy was just fucking down hard and then down hard and then down hard. I'm like, holy hell, what is going on there?
AP's crash, he's lucky to be okay. That was big.
Yeah. I mean, sadly, Dean's going to be out a little bit. He hit it pretty hard.
I didn't know he got hurt.
Yeah, broken scapula. I think I heard. I heard a broken scapula.
Oh yeah, man. something like that. And
it's a bummer.
Yeah, and it was right after Ferrandis got his bike up and going, and Dean was inside the top 10 at that point.
Such a good ride for him. Yeah, it's a bummer.
It was. He was.
Did you guys catch Justin Hill's crash?
No.
I just seen the clip of that.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if he hit a neutral or something, but a little double out of a turn. He didn't do it. And who was it behind him that landed on him? Oh my gosh. Brain fart now. Anyway, rider behind him does the double, lands just right on his shoulders.
Oh, yeah. I heard about it. That was right below me and I wasn't watching. I heard it was bad.
Yeah, I think he's okay, but dude, it's a boo. And to this guy's credit, it's Freddie Norton. Freddie got up and ran back over to him and made sure he was okay. So that was really cool to see. So I think we know like who our four players are to win. Who are some guys that could surprise us? Like I have Roczen. You never can count that guy out. It gets ruddy or he gets a start. He's way back in points. He's almost like a full race down in points, but you know, that takes championship pressure off of him, right? Where he can just go out and try to get race wins.
Totally.
Plessinger still, he had a bad weekend at Daytona, but man, any weekend he's game to be up there. Jason Anderson's been a little cool the last few races, but I still wouldn't count him out either. You guys got anybody else?
Yeah, I got a wild card here. I got Justin Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think he's done. I think you'll see him. I'm confident that you're going to see Justin Cooper on the podium before the season ends.
You know what? He deserves it, man. He's had a great year. The fill-in rides he did last year in the 450 class, I was really impressed. They were all top 10s. And he's just carried that through this year. He's been like 6th, 7th, 8th almost every weekend.
Yeah, I mean look at the guys Yeah, I mean, the guys that finished in front of him, I mean, they've all won a race
this year, you know. Yeah. So
and what he led the one of the heat races,
yeah.
And I thought it was Tomac at first. He was ripping, and then I'm like, oh yeah. Shit, super.
Yeah,
like that was, yeah. He is actually starting to get the hang of the 450 pretty well, and that's mm-hmm. not an easy feat, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fun to watch what he can do. I think he's got it under the hood. You're right, Bruce. And the last note I have here, kind of in looking ahead to this weekend, is that these guys have got to put a stop to Jet. I think if they let him get any more confidence and start spreading these points out anymore. I mean, he's already looking at a 10-point lead over Webb, 13 over Sexton, 16 over Tomac. We're starting to get to a point where, you know, if that lead gets to be 15 and 20, like, it's kind of over. I mean,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like points wise, you know, and Ricky always said the season starts at Daytona, right? Like this last half of the push is yep. super important, but man, you go into that last half of the series with a 20-point lead. Well, it gets a little easier, right? I mean, so I just feel like they've got to start pushing him back to third or fourth, or, you know, whoever wants this title is going to have to start putting Jet Lawrence behind him quick.
Have Vince Freeske in front of him again or something.
maybe go strike a deal up with Vinny. Hey, bud. Let's talk.
Did you guys see him pass for the lead, though, when he passed Tomac and Sexton in two corners?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That kid can ride. Like,
that
I know
was insane.
He gets mm-hmm. hated on a lot, but he's a great rider.
Yeah, so he is.
He was like 4 seconds behind Tomac going into that rhythm. Then quads in, and he like blitzed the last three. And then goes over that roller and just drives it in on Tomac, and then whipped it so quick around that corner. Shot out of there so quick that he pulled another 3 seconds on Sexton and took the inside from him. I was like, how the heck did he just do that? It was insane. Jeez. And then he checked out. I was like, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got it. He's got some skills. All right. Well, hey, let's pick a winner. It's that time. Who you got? You're betting the house on it. Let's hear it, Mark.
I'm thinking Jet. I think he's fired up. I think he's a little pissed off that he had a couple bad races, and I think he's kind of making a switch to go all in and not fucking around anymore.
Yep, that's a safe bet. Bruce, who you got?
You know what? Gosh, I don't know. There's just something telling me I got to go with Tomac.
Okay.
I got to go with Tomac. So
I'm going to say Cooper Webb. I feel like we're in that sticky stuff. He's good. And I think he knows he's got to slow that Jet train down. And I think he's going to let it rip.
Yeah. No, if Coop lets it hang out, he's got what it takes too. So he can go beast mode. That's for sure.
Well, we'll see what happens. Like, we don't know what this track's going to look like, but if he can just be top three off the start and hang with them
mm-hmm.
till about the 15-minute mark, if he's still got the leader in sight, look out.
Yep.
That's when he's a lot of fun to watch. So,
yep.
Well, all right. Thanks, boys. I appreciate it. Quick thanks to our sponsors again, Rock and Turf Landscape, Maxxis Tires, and Speed Straps. We appreciate their support. If you guys are in the market for turf tires or tie downs, go check out our boys. They make great products. They're great people, and they're supporting us. So that's huge. Big thank you to Mark Samuels, the front man at SLR Honda. You guys are not familiar with those programs that they've got in off-road and moto. Check them out. Follow them on Instagram and support those guys. Great team. Great guy. Mark, thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having me on. Anytime.
All awesome. Right. Well, we'll take you up on that. And for Bruce Murata and myself, thank you guys, and have a great weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday for Riders Meeting. So long.